Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Well, we're opening with an announcement.
Right.
Are you going to read it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
All right, I'll read it. Hey, listeners.
That's always how we greet people.
That's
we start every podcast like that. Hey, listeners.
We're excited to announce, and we are excited.
We actually are excited. We're reading this verbatim.
Right. The Jackie and Laurie Show is moving to the Max Fun Network.
Max Fun.
Maximum Fun, you guys. They have a lot of great shows, so we're going to be plugging them.
We're
going to
be one of them.
And we're going to be one of them.
And we'll be plugging them, and they'll be plugging us, and we will get a lot more exposure.
Yeah, and they have a lot of great shows. And you don't have to do anything, because you're already subscribed. The RSS feed isn't going to change. But we make our Max Fun debut on January 21st of 2019. And it says MF debut. I thought that they wanted us to say motherfucking...
No, fine, Jackie.
It's Max Fun.
No, Jackie.
See,
you just lost us our deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I call Max Fun. Motherfuckers. I don't do any of that. That's not happening in real life.
So so thanks for sticking with us. And hopefully we'll have more fans.
More fans.
In a week.
But we're right. And this is the week that we go to Boston.
Yeah. You know what? Talking about motherfuckers, you motherfuckers better show up for the Boston show, all right?
Right. I'm at the Sonia on Saturday.
But this has already cost me so much money. Because motherfucking hotels.com, their top listing is always non-refundable, but they don't tell you that.
Yeah.
And until you get to the second link, but it's like
low.
Because
you're taking a red eye, you were going to do two nights.
Yeah. So first of all, I sign up for the Marriott, and it's like $350 for two nights. And then you're like, oh, I'm staying at this hotel. So I cancel the Marriott, and they charge me for it. Over $300. And then I got a reservation at the hotel you told me to, but I was doing it on the wrong weekend. So now I have two reservations for Boston for two nights, the weekend of the 25th, 26th, that I paid for that are going to be empty. And I want people to show up and trash the room.
Right.
I mean, put it on your
car. Oh, my
God.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I'm so
for incidentals and the incident. That's insane.
It's almost like $600.
That's...
I have any rights? Like, I was going to write a letter to the state attorney general to complain about their business practices, but they do not make it clear because I would not have picked it. I would not have selected a non-refundable hotel right then. It's usually like you make a hotel reservation and then you can cancel it.
Right. There's usually a bunch of choices.
Yes.
But that's on Priceline. I've done hotels through Priceline, and there's always a, do you want the non-refundable? Do you want the AAA discount? Do you want this and do you want that?
No, Hotels.com did not do that.
They didn't do any of that. They were just like, oh, well,
I call customer service, and they are useless, of course. It's some poor person in another country who has no power, who's just going, reading a
script.
Did
you try calling the actual hotel?
Yes, they said that you got it through a third party, so you have to go through hotels.com. It's a loop of bullshit that I can't get out of, and I don't know what to do. I'm really upset. I don't even want to stay in a hotel. I just want to sleep in my car just to piss off the Marriott.
I might be able to cancel my hotel and take one of them.
No, because they're for the wrong weekend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Oh, shit. All right. Did you want to have a bonfire of just some cash?
So mad.
No, I don't blame
you. I'm so mad.
You're super mad. Can I tell you the story that I started telling you off thing?
Yes.
And then, okay. So many weeks ago, I worked at a club. And because I've had, in the last 5 weeks, I've been doing all these different clubs. And so I've been meeting a lot of the Ute. And there are certain
Jackie,
things you don't want to do.
Don't ever say the word Ute again.
Ute is
the one thing you don't want to ever want to do. You accidentally telegraphed the thing you don't want to do.
You don't see me as a Joe Pesci kind of character in radio and television. I love that I'm in radio somehow. I'm doing radio plays for some reason.
Needless to say, guys, we're tired.
So freaking tired. I'm wearing my pajamas.
I was like,
it's not okay that she gets to wear her pajamas.
No, you're right. And I just got off a plane and came home. This is my travel outfit. It's a very unattractive skirt, but it's very comfortable, and I can sit for 6 hours on JetBlue in it.
Oh my God. I was on Alaska. Anyway, so
from
Seattle.
Okay. We'll hear about that.
Here
later.
We go. So so it's just it's a kid who just got passed at one of these clubs. It was in Minneapolis. It's fine. I busted his chops to his face. We all talked to him because here's the thing about a regular club on the road. Mm-hmm. If you want to do a guest set, mm-hmm. you have to ask the headliner.
Yeah.
And you have to ask the manager of the club.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the headliner, ask the manager of the club and the manager of the club will ask the headliner. Mm-hmm. And it's not a long pathway to find out whether you can do a guest set. I'm sitting in the green room with the MC who it's his first week. Cause I always get the kid who's, it's his first week at Acme. Cause
you request it.
No, Lewis is always like, well, you're not going to be a fucker to him. And I'm like, well, that is true. I don't care enough. So it is. And this other kid's in there and he goes, I'm doing a guest set. And I said, are you? and he had told, and I assumed that he had cleared it with the manager.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, what are you doing? 7 to 10? He goes, no, I was going to do 5 to 7.
And that's, I was like, not a bad guest set. If
no,
you're
it's a perfectly fine yeah. guest set. But
3 to 5 is even better.
3 to 5 being better. But I was like, well, Mary Jo Peel might show up because I offered her a guest set every show. She didn't. So I was talking to the manager later, and he goes, he didn't ask. This is the second time he's done this, where he just talks to the sound guy and the MC, and then he gets a guest set. And then, get this, he didn't even stay for my show.
What?
He didn't stay for my set.
He didn't? That's no. ridiculous.
Yeah, this young man right here. It's some disrespect. That's my Joe Pesci.
I feel like whenever someone does a guest set on my show, that part of the punishment is that you have to watch my set
afterwards.
That's
it. You better fucking watch my whole set.
And you fucking walk up and flatter me and ask if you could help me sell my merch.
Or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but it was so funny because so I texted, like, I was like, hey, is this guy... like, is he a genius or something? Did I miss something?
Right.
And so I texted... like, it was a couple of comics who lived there who also headlined. I'm like, has he done this? And so I texted, like, Chad Daniels and Cy Amundsen, who both still live in Minneapolis. And Chad goes, I don't know, but I'm doing a guest set tomorrow night. I talked to the wait staff. And I'm just gonna horn in. I'm doing 20.
I talked to a local barista, and she's cool with it.
I talked to the door guy. He's going to let me do it. And it's just, it was such a weird experience. Mm-hmm. And... there's so many guest sets now. There were a lot of guest sets at Ann Arbor that they didn't ask me about.
Oh.
And then
in addition to an MC and a feature?
Yeah.
So how many minutes are happening before you hit the stage?
Well, that's the other thing, is that people can be tired.
They get comedy fatigue. They get applause fatigue. Yep. How many people you got to keep it going for?
4. You got to keep it going for at least 4. Mm-mm. Right. So, and yeah, like, and I was in Seattle this weekend, and shows were really fun. The crowd was light second show, and I had one of the funnest. Sometimes when there's 30 people.
Oh, my God. They're the best shows ever.
They can sometimes be the best shows ever.
Yes.
But there had been, I think it was 4 comics and Andy Erickson. I wanted Andy Erickson to do the 30. Mm-hmm. So she did 30. There was an MC. There were 2 guest sets.
Because Andy's preparing for something, right?
Yeah, she's doing Dry Bar.
Right,
and,
right.
By the time I got up, they were exhausted because it was Saturday and they were tired.
Yeah.
And they had seen a lot of comedy already.
This is Seattle. These people work for Amazon. They work for Microsoft. They got to get up
Kirkland.
At 6 in the morning and drink a soy burger. And
where did that come from? I love that.
I don't know. Well, that's more of a Silicon Valley thing. But they, you know, they're assholes with their health and they're trying to live forever and be Peter Thiel's. Anyway, so go ahead. Sorry. Blood Boys, you know all that.
Wow, those are all words. So I get up, but you know how like sometimes they have that reaction? Because if the jokes work and they're that tired, you know they're great jokes.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's so funny how tired, at one point it made me laugh how tired they were, because instead of laughing, they would just do that hand gesture of, that was a good one. Do another one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you guys are cracking me up. And I sold a bunch of merch.
Nice.
And I can donate another grand.
immediately. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wait, how much merch did you sell?
I only brought pins and CDs.
Right.
And I sold, and I was close to, because I'd worked all those other weeks before the new year.
Oh, okay.
I think I was like only $150 out from the next
grant. Oh, I thought you just donated 1,000.
I did. Right in December.
God damn.
But because I worked 4 weeks on the road hardcore,
yeah,
I had sold another grand worth of stuff.
Wow.
Because I've got the prudent reserve to reorder at all times. But mm-hmm. I'm going to give a grand to Disabilities Adapt.
Yeah.
The ones who chained themselves to Mitch McConnell's.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Door or whatever. Anyway, but the shows were really, and the local comics who went up in Seattle were really funny.
Seattle's such a great scene.
It was a great scene. Yeah. And then this morning, we all went out to breakfast, did a little comedy brunch.
Oh, cool. Where?
We went to a place called Beth's, which is obnoxious.
It's
omelets.
Yeah, but. Ew.
6 eggs or 12 eggs.
Oh my God. Do they scramble?
It's an omelet. It's dumb. It's so fucking dumb. I was like, I want to see you crack every egg. Or if you're just scooping from a giant vat of eggs. Because if that's your hook. Because their thing is you can get a 6-egg omelet or a 12-egg omelet. But if you split it, it's an extra $1.50. I'm like, how about I get a 3-egg omelet?
Jackie, why are you attacking this restaurant in Seattle? All they're trying to do is serve you the perfect omelet.
Well, it was just all right. and by the way, unlimited hash browns.
What neighborhood? Oh, nice.
I don't know. Okay. I was driven there by a ute.
Oh, no.
I was driven there in a yurt.
No, I'm glad this is the last one before we go to Maximum Fun. Because that word's got to be removed from your lexicon.
Well, it was Jim Stewart Allen.
Yeah.
Who is a Tacoma comic.
Yeah.
Isaac Novak, mm-hmm. who's a Seattle comic. And he wants us to come up and do a live Jackie and Laurie.
Oh, cool.
Yep. And then a friend of mine from that nerd cruise that I did last year, mm-hmm. Jared, and his friend Kim. And so it was just a nice group. And then Isaac's wife. Whatever. You don't need to know where everyone was sitting. I don't need to draw a diagram.
Hey,
people, if you're listening, I'm so sorry I didn't name the waitstaff.
Hey, listeners, let's hear about Isaac's wife.
Sarah. There you go.
Okay.
I even remembered her name.
That's really an Old Testament couple right there.
Isaac and Sarah,
right? No, Sarah and Abraham. Isaac and who? Who did Isaac marry? We turned to Kyle. I knew you didn't know.
Right.
I'm like, maybe Kyle knows.
It was all
knows
in our
weird things.
I did a local comic, Chelsea Toll. She was one of the guest sets. She was mm-hmm. really funny.
Oh, cool.
I think I texted you one of her jokes with a credit, of course, because it was funny. It was about lice. And
did
being
you
poor.
Read it into your phone?
No.
Okay.
Why?
I think it may have come garbled, but if that's maybe that's
oh,
the way you type.
That's the way I type. I just like to.
Some of your shit comes garbled, and they're like puzzles I try to figure out.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
They're not garbled. Your eyesight. Something's going. It's not me. It's not my fault.
I will show you a garbled text. I will show you. You have to defend the grammar.
Okay. Are you on the road this week? Because I am.
Yes, we're in Boston together.
I know, but anything before that?
Because no.
I'm going to Newark and Huntington, New York.
What the fuck? Really?
Right.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I'm opening for Maria in Newark on Thursday. And then on Friday, I'm opening for her in Huntington, New York in Long Island. And then I'm taking JFK to Boston.
Maybe you'll see Louie. He's working Long Island all the time.
Not a day goes by. 0 days go by that somebody doesn't fucking talk to me about this guy. And I was keeping track. But it was every day for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I would run into a comic or a club owner, a male, and it was always a dude who would bring it up. And I was like, I don't, I'm tired now. I'm tired of talking about his career and not mine.
Are you staying in Newark?
Yeah.
And so are you flying in on Wednesday night?
I'm flying in on Wednesday night late mm-hmm. to Newark and then doing the show Thursday night in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forget how we're getting to Huntington, but it might be a train.
Yeah.
And then we're flying out of JFK. She's coming back here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Boston.
I'm so angry about this hotel situation. Well, I don't want to get myself an actual hotel. I'm like, the city doesn't deserve any more of my money. But what am I going to do?
Because now you don't have a hotel at all.
No.
Oh, my God. Use the Patreon money. You have access to it.
No. On principle, I refuse to pay for more fucking hotel in Boston. I've already paid for 4 days I can't use. And two of them, and they happen simultaneously, so I can't even
What will you
fly
do?
Back out
you
there.
You have to sleep somewhere.
I refuse. I'll figure it out. But I'm right now, I like the LA teachers are going on strike.
You're going on strike to this to the, whatever
of getting a hotel. For myself.
This isn't...
So I can be safe.
This doesn't help anyone at all. It actually doesn't help you. It doesn't help me. It makes me slightly nervous.
If I'm murdered, it's called the hotels.com murder.
Yeah.
Okay?
That'll show them.
It will.
And then what'll happen? Anyway, so that's Banana Land.
Okay. Well, okay. I was in New York this weekend.
Oh, that's right. You were doing sets in New York. Did you run into Louie? You're more likely to.
I was at a stand-up. Three spots at stand-up. And then one at...
Upper West Side, right?
Yeah, 78th and Broadway. And then I won at the Improv Asylum, which is the, you know, UCB, the original UCB in Chelsea. The guy who owns Laugh Boston bought it. And he also owns something called the Improv Asylum in Boston. Does that sound familiar?
No. Those are three places I don't work yet.
Okay.
I would like to work all three of those. Guy who owns Laugh Boston and Improv Asylum.
He's not listening.
I hope so.
But anyway, so the UCB, I mean, it's really nice. They painted it. It looks a little more upscale. They put a bar downstairs. So
okay.
People can get like real drinks there.
Oh, okay. So they changed it from sort of that open UCB theory.
It's still the same layout with the audience. So you're sort of on a, they're raised, you're on the floor, and they're, you know, kind of all around you. The Stand is doing their pop-up show there that night. I think they're opening at the end of February. They're reopening at their new location, which is, I think, near Union Square. But
I'm there the 15th through the 22nd of February.
You might be hitting them right before.
That's unfortunate.
But they do their pop-ups, so that's fun.
So I can submit for that. I also got an updated list of all the alt-y kind of stuff.
Oh, in New York?
In New York, so I can submit to all of those, the variety of humans that are running different Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm staying Midtown. In New York, because
I don't want to hear about your hotel. I don't want to hear about any hotel.
Oh, that's right. No hotels. There's a moratorium on the discussion of any sort of bedding.
No, go ahead. Tell. Where are you staying? Are you staying at the same place you did before?
No, it's a different Hampton, because I wanted to say Upper West Side. But I don't know. Yeah, there was some sort of fall through. But But I had a friend who was like, you could stay with me in the Bronx. And I was like, I don't ever want to do that.
Parts of the Bronx are nice.
Her apartment is very nice.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's far away from everything. And I don't know how to get to anywhere from there.
You fucking take the A train down.
That's what I'm told.
The Bronx goes up to
That's what I'm told. It's just the A train. And the 1-2-3 probably.
That's fine. Yeah, that's all you need.
Forever.
No.
I could just get on
it's an adventure.
Is everything... Oh, I don't want an adventure.
I would rather stay in a hotel, too.
I'm not looking forward to it. I did... Alaska wasn't bad.
Alaska
I was
Airlines?
Squashed. Yeah, I took Alaska up to Seattle and back.
Oh,
and
here.
I was,
yeah.
I, you know, I was squashed in a chair.
I like Alaska.
It was pretty nice.
They've got UCB or UCB USB ports, right?
I didn't need one, but the crazy thing about my Wi-Fi, you know, I buy the yearly Wi-Fi for Delta, and it works on Alaska too because it's owned by the same company,
right?
Go Air. But weirdly enough, it doesn't work. Gogo Air is also on like United and American. Yeah. They block it. So I can't use, because I'd spend for the whole
it's
year.
It's very spotty, Gogo. How much does that cost you for the whole year?
The whole year is like, I knew you were going to.
Of course.
It's $600.
Jesus Christ.
I'm on the road all the time.
I know. You would spend more if you did it,
if I bought it one at a time. Yeah. Because
wow.
It's, especially Alaska, it's $25 for the flight.
Oh my God.
Which, remember when internet cafes would be like $6 an hour?
Yeah.
And I suppose $6 an hour on a 3-hour flight. That's $18. if the, I think that math.
I just do like when they sell you like a half hour for $5 or something.
Yeah, sometimes
I'll
do
just
that.
Do that just on to those check flights. In. I can't.
Well, I currently had 14 hours of comedy to listen to. Good. And I listened to three of them and then recorded four more.
Oh, my God. So you went backwards in the amount of hours.
I have time traveled and it's it's hard to listen to all that comedy.
Right.
But the 3 hours that I did listen to helped a lot. And it was fun to work on the new hour. I didn't feel obligated to do any of the old stuff. I just did a couple things because I'm selling the, like if I got bogged down in something, right?
But didn't you feel like you're in Seattle, you're at a real club.
Yeah.
You got to kill, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like I did. But here's the good thing about my new hour is that the bookend parts of it do kill.
Cool.
So there's 20 in the middle that needs the work. But luckily the first 12 or the 15 is great.
Yeah.
And the last 12 to 15 is great, even though I don't have a strong enough closer. So I've been doing the tantric sex thing to close sometimes.
Sure, sure.
And, but for the most part, and people were, I mean, they were mostly people who knew who I was.
Oh,
who came
cool.
to the shows. So I was glad that I wasn't doing a lot of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's so maddening.
I was, I was just doing like 15-minute spots this week on Saturday. And I just, you know, it's like Saturday night in Manhattan. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you got a job to do.
You can't fuck around. You can a little bit, you know, but it's still
pretty.
But
they're paid spots.
Yeah, they're paid spots.
And it's New York City.
It's business. Yeah.
Yeah. You still have fun, but
yes, and I did. Gary Goldman's been writing these writing tips on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Are you reading them? They're really good. I mean, it's stuff we kind of know, but you just need to be reminded sometimes.
It's like every
know?
Self-help book in the world. You're like, oh, I should totally be doing that.
Yes,
yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. So I grabbed a notebook from last summer and was just looking for stuff I kind of maybe tried once and then abandoned. Because I get to think something where like, all right, I'm going to work on this bit. And then I have these other new bits that I kind of like, but I can't focus on like seven new bits. Mm-hmm. You know, I just need to really hone in on one and get it. And so I leave a lot just laying around.
Yep.
And so I just was looking through that and trying to write it out on Evernote, which is...
Oh yeah,
the software the app that I use. I have it on my phone and stuff. And then hopefully, I created a folder called Premises, and then like 2018 Premises. So it's from the green notebook and the striped notebook,
right?
And I'll just put them all on a dock, and then you know, hopefully, I'll be at a club and be like, all right, what's one of these that's grabbing me right now? Let's see if I can. Do something with it.
Yeah, and just play with it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... I never come up with a perfect formula to write, to add to my act. I never do. It's always... You know, a
no,
different.
It's trial and error.
Yes.
On
a 30 years of it.
30 years of trial and error. But here's the good thing. Like, have you seen... Like, sometimes you end up watching these comics who for some reason stopped trial and error. You know?
Right.
And that's what I don't ever want to be. Where it's just like, no, I'm going to keep doing that. And all of my current references are just going to be get off my lawn crap.
Yeah.
There was some older guy who had a, and he wasn't older. He was just talking about how he thinks he's turning into the premise was, is he's turning into the get off that your lawn guy because he now has a lawn.
Okay.
And it was a funny premise. Mm-hmm. He peppered it with a couple of punchlines, so he did a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so like every premise has been covered. That's the other thing I was thinking about, you know, is I was like, I don't know how to write. I mean, I can tell a personal story from my childhood or from my personal life, which will make any generic bit more interesting.
Right.
But that's the only trick I've got.
Yeah, I mean...
And it's not a bad trick. I mean, it's not a bad
gotta
way to
come from your exact life.
Yes.
That's the only way you have a hope, the hope of having some originality towards
a
parenting joke, a dating joke, a marriage joke, that it's from your peculiar, odd little life.
Right, it's the only way it's going to stay interesting.
Yes.
Because, but it's been, I've got... It's kind of interesting because somebody you know, I mentioned that I've been working on this new hour, so, mm-hmm. and on here, and so fans of the show have been coming up. It's like, so when's the new album? And I'm like, probably a year, a year from now. And, because this stuff needs tightening.
Yeah.
Like so much. And that's why all these headline sets have been really, they've been kind of great.
Totally. I'm envious.
It's so, by the way, I fly away on Wednesday.
Right.
We get totes and notebooks on Wednesday.
Oh, so you're going to be able to take them?
I don't know. It depends how early they come. Otherwise, you'll have to bring them.
Yeah, I'll swim by your house. Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. We have Jackie and Lori merch.
Oh, yeah. We have tote bags and we have comedy notebooks.
Comedy notebooks. Art by Jeff Tice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a stamped imprint. They're like moleskins with a little stamp. So it's not too obvious.
Right.
It's not colored in, right? It's just
I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's not going to
look... You saw the book. I don't know how they... I believe it's just stamped.
Okay.
And
I'm excited. I think that's cool merch.
Printed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no sizes. I appreciate that.
We don't have to lug around XLs and smalls.
Yeah, it's not small through double X.
Hurt people's feelings because we ran out of their size.
Nobody's feelings are ever hurt. They're just like, so what do I do? Sometimes there's that question and I'm like, well, you either order it on the internet or you buy the wrong size or you move on with your life. Those are your three choices in the world of t-shirt purchases.
We took pictures last Tuesday.
Oh my God, we did headshots.
Very traumatizing.
What a thankless job. She was so good at it.
No, our photographer and the makeup lady were great.
I felt like I was with Santa and she was like, one more time, be excited. Here's some keys.
Well, here's the thing. It's, you know, you can't, you're just, we're aging, right? I mean, we're older and you always are going to compare yourself to, we all peaked at some point, you know, I think it's between 28 and 35. Like you lose your baby fat, but it's before your skin starts to sag, no matter what your face is. Right.
Okay.
So you have your peak 8x10 that's like, oh, that's me. That was the me at the best ever. And everything else is going to be just not as good.
Right.
And
you have to make peace the makeup with what you look like.
It's not. No, I that's why I don't like Instagram. I just don't feel like, ugh, I'm, you know, I don't want to see it.
Right. Well,
that's why I feel.
You don't have to do selfies on Instagram.
I know. There's another way to do it. Patty Smith does cool stuff on Instagram.
It's
but I don't know. It's hard. It's always hard for me to get 8x10s. It's always hard to get new headshots. It's always hard to get pictures taken. When Mindy Tucker took a picture, I was just at Cinder Block, you know, the Cinder Block Comedy Festival a couple years ago, and she just kind of cornered me. She's like, "I'm taking pictures," and I smiled, and it was a good one. And I didn't do any make. I didn't know what was coming ahead of time, and it was surprising me.
Pictures that Carmen Morales took of us, but
we weren't wearing any makeup,
right? And so here's some more, is what we're saying. More photos are coming.
Yes.
And you could build a flip book of the fucking
process. it was depressing to
stare in the mirror and have somebody put makeup on you. That's what I was.
No, that's not depressing. Fun.
Was that fun?
I think it's kind of fun. That doesn't happen that often.
No.
But it was depressing to look at a picture and go, oh, that's where I'm going. I see it. I can't make it better.
There's not enough money in the world.
At least you're fucking act you can work on.
Yep.
You know, you can improve stuff. You can't unage. You know, you could do little tiny things, but then you do too much of that, you look weird.
Yes.
Melania Trump looks weird. Okay? She's fucking 50 and she just looks super, super plumped and it looks strange.
I
understand.
You can either get puffy or wet.
Right.
Talk about premises thrown away. Maria was, she used to do this line about how I was trying to figure out whether I wanted to go puffy or wet when I was at the dermatologist, and they're like, "Do you want to go puffy or wet?" And I was like, "I'm still using my face."
I'm sure there's a couple of good ones where we're both happy with how we look.
Yeah, and we're good enough, close enough for
good
government
enough.
Work.
Yeah. Good enough club.
Are we at 30? I feel like we're at half. I feel like we're at 30.
Okay.
Close enough to do the comic of the week.
Yes.
You picked her.
Shawn Palofsky.
She's a vet.
Yes.
She's been in, she's in for the duration.
Yeah,
like us.
She's been doing comedy a while. She's very funny. Mm-hmm. She works at the Comedy Store.
Right. I watched a little bit of her special.
She released
and she is it's super big stuff.
Yeah.
And it's she's like,
she kills.
Yeah. She's talks a like a murderer.
Yes.
And it's Shawn, like Shawn Pelofsky, mm-hmm. Pelofsky.
Yeah.
So she's been doing the work.
Yeah.
As long as anybody.
Check her out.
And watch that. There's always... The great thing about the comic of the week mm-hmm. is that there's a comic for everybody.
Yes. I mean, I know. You might not like everybody.
Us. Right.
Or us.
Right.
Yeah, although...
Why, no, I'm hoping.
Why do you listen?
I'm really
hey, listeners.
You like us.
Hey, listeners. If you don't like us...
it's weird.
Why are you listening?
You only like us chatting? You don't like us doing the stand-up? I would actually be genuinely offended. So, I blocked a guy yesterday who was obtuse and was literally refusing to understand what I was saying. And I was like, okay, I could explain it one more time. Or...
On Twitter?
Yeah. Or... just block him.
Right.
And then I've been missing some of my, I haven't responded to my at, so I've had to do like this Twitter Google.
Yeah.
On my own damn name. And I found that he was like, she blocked me. I must have been right. And I almost unblocked him so I could
See, that's, if you
and
block,
I couldn't do it.
You give them a little power. To me, you mute and you move on. And then you don't have any other interaction with them. They think...
Right, they think it's still happening.
Yeah, they...
Yeah, I just... well, I don't care if he's psyched that he's blocked.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine by me. I just, it was weird because I thought, well, if he's blocked, why isn't he blocked when I YouTube, when I Google in Twitter? Because it should work with the algorithm. Anyway, very
weird.
Did
you didn't log out and...
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I never
logged
out.
You should have been able to see it.
I like the idea of logging out of all of it.
I know.
I want to quit all of it and become Amish. I want to just start telling jokes on a farm just to people that are plowing something. Just as they walk by, I'm just be like, what do you think of that tree, huh? I could be the Don Rickles of Western Pennsylvania.
I tweeted at JetBlue tonight because my sound, again, wasn't working on my DirecTV. And here's the thing. So I wanted to get a tweet of JetBlue's where they brag about DirecTV, because then I was gonna like quote tweet it. Oh yeah, how come? How much do I have to pay for the sound? Is that extra? So I put in JetBlue and DirecTV, and the first tweet that comes up is mine from September saying I don't have any fucking sound.
Oh, did you quote it?
Yeah, so I retweeted and I'm like, same deal, new year, same problem. Yeah. I have no sound.
Right. Can I please have a refund to the tune of $600?
$15. They give you a $15 credit.
Oh, do they? All right.
Which is not enough.
That's not enough.
And then the flight attendant who used to work at Gotham was working at JetBlue.
Weird.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, he pops up every once in a while when I'm doing my little runs. And he always gets me free booze. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's have you ever thought about drinking booze out of a measuring cup? I saw that tweet of your mom for some reason measuring the amount of vodka that she's going to have.
Yeah, she pours it in a liquid measuring cup. She doesn't want to drink too much.
You know,
if you're drinking two cups, you don't want to drink two cups and a quarter. That's wasteful.
Well, if two cups does the job, that's what I have to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I heard that one of these dirtbag manager guys...
Yeah.
Got Catholic churched. They just moved him to a different club.
Wait, right? Who?
Yeah.
Wait.
Remember that guy?
Oh.
Yeah. So, and they...
Okay.
They moved him to...
In their empire?
In their empire. They
right.
moved him to the new club there.
Oh.
So...
Well, that always works. They
that
usually
always
cures people.
Right. That always cured every priest that ever got moved to a different parish.
And if you're an alcoholic, if you just move, then you won't want to drink anymore. That always works. Geographics always work.
Yeah, I think that's a technical term, geographic.
So do you think that club is workable again then?
I want to work all the clubs.
So do I.
I don't know. I think so. But I mean, the thing is at what point do I, because it's not like I don't still submit to those guys.
Yeah,
I do. And they don't book me. And it's fine, except for because I have enough work now.
Right, right.
But one day
you won't. Exactly, exactly.
And the clubs are fine. The clubs are, and they're perfectly nice people in towns that I always want to go to forever.
Yes,
and that defines
every
town.
So now that's three clubs that they have.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, okay. Four, I think.
Four?
I think they have four. I don't know.
Wait, this one, right? Can you? Sorry,
that's not a word. Yeah, that's yeah. It's that,
that
place,
one.
That place, and that place.
Yeah, that's three.
Right. I thought okay. They had a third one in. I thought in Canada.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought so.
They're crossing borders?
International borders. They're going to send some dirtbag overseas. Maybe it's in Mexico.
Canada's not overseas, but I see your point. I understand what you're saying.
I meant to bring my notebook because so I'm working on, it's so funny because I have this political stuff, and in Seattle Dave was cracking me up, the yeah. laughs, because he said that because he's more furious about politics than anybody.
Okay.
And so he got a complaint about a different comic, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said that he didn't like the jokes about Captain Knobjob, right? And mm-hmm. And Dave goes, well, too bad. And the guy goes, well, this is terrible customer service. And Dave said, well, you seem like a terrible customer.
That's great. I love it.
Head out. And so it was just fine.
It's not like there's another comedy club in Seattle that's conservative that guy can go to. Like
The Parlor?
The Parlor's conservative?
No. But well, that I mean, that, well, there isn't a because I at one point
it's
I was
like,
talking.
That's comedy. You're going to run into.
Right? I mean, it's not, and it's politics. It's not some dirtbag up on stage. It's just topics.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Right.
And there's no one. I genuinely believe this, and I said it to the audience because I was getting a glare from some dude, and I know it was my fault actually. There was a guy in the front row. When isn't it my fault when I'm on stage talking into the yammer machine? There was a dude in the front row who looked like the biggest fucking haircut in the world. Mm-hmm. He was wearing an undershirt. Like that was his Saturday night first show, just wearing a white t-shirt.
Right.
And I said, you know, there's more dirtbags in the world. And I, for some reason, I said, they kind of look like you. You're probably not him.
Hmm.
And the audience just shut down, and
sure.
Some of them went, ooh.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you went on the attack without being provoked.
Unprovoked. I have no idea. I was like, I am so sorry, man. I said, I don't think you are a dirtbag because you're at a comedy club.
I am pro attacking the audience for no reason. Put me down as a yes.
Plus one?
Plus one on that one.
Plus one on the yes attack.
You show
audience.
Up looking the way you do, you deserve what you get, no matter
how
you look.
I couldn't believe he literally was just wearing like a weird undershirt.
Look.
And here's the only blessing. It wasn't a V-neck. I was like, you know those three packs and it's a V-neck? That's fine if you are wearing a shirt
yes.
over it.
I did yoga in Harlem this morning.
Yeah?
And it's usually
glamorous.
A long time. I've been there's been like one or two white people. I'm one of them.
Yep.
Now lately I've noticed it's about half and half.
Uh-oh.
This morning, right in front of me was a white guy with a man bun, and he dripped on my towel.
Oh, his juices?
Yes. It was gross.
Ugh.
It's, I was like,
so
this
gross.
Is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Right.
In Harlem.
It's,
I mean, there's obviously other bad things have happened there. Wow, I'm really showing my privilege.
Very much.
The worst thing I've ever seen in my life was a white guy with a bun.
I don't know if you know this, the Apollo's right there.
But,
and they boo people off stages.
Had he been in the front row, instant attack.
Because of the man bun?
Yes. And deserved. Any audience member that would disagree with me, kicked out. Kicked out.
Why don't you hit it?
Yeah.
And so man bun worse than ponytail on
yes.
a man.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Ponytail's a time-honored tradition. It so is. It goes back to the 60s. Peter Fonda, right? Maybe?
Possibly.
Those guys on motorcycles?
Right, right. There's definitely been ponytails for a long time. But yes. But a man bun, I get why they do. I mean, it's why you, why I would do it, or
get
you would
a fucking haircut, okay?
Oh, good Lord. All right. It's
usually guys that do that also do things like drip on without, didn't even notice. I'm like, oh, that's my, I'm about to put my head there and your sweat dripped on it.
Yeah. How did that happen?
He was too close to me. He violated so many boundaries. I can't even tell you.
There was so many. Yeah. So I ended up, like, I had to actually stop doing my act to address what I had clearly traumatized the audience. And I was like, hey, because comedy audiences are genuinely the most open-minded.
Well, they don't know if they're next.
And not conservative or liberal or any of that, but open-minded because, first of all, many of them have done no research. They've just walked into a comedy club like maroons to see what can only be called comedy.
But the thing is like, versus people that criticize jokes on Twitter, you know, you did nothing. All you did was go on your phone to see something you didn't like versus, you know, people that go, they dress up, they get out of their house, they go to a club, they order drinks.
They get to ketos. I know.
They're in for the long haul.
Yep.
And so their standards are different. You know,
right.
They're not
going
to get angry at one joke. You
right.
know?
They're just going to sort of go,
mostly.
Right. Unless it's a very, very special joke.
Yes.
For the most part, they were. Yeah. And so they were. And I said to him, I said, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I'm just saying that it is. It's an opportunity to. I mean, literally, I'm. Comedy audiences. I look out at comedy audiences. And have you ever met someone just in real life who says, I go to a lot of comedy shows?
No.
I have not.
No. I don't want to. That person
driver
gives me the chills.
Who wants to see him out? And it's literally they come work, home, comedy club, back home.
Yeah.
We don't see them other places.
Right, right.
And but I don't know. Like, I don't know what the demographic is, except for that it's everybody. Like, it's all ages.
Yeah, for sure.
Know, and
yeah.
And all the demographics are full, but I don't know where they're coming from or where they go when they're gone.
Right.
But they come at least 5 shows a week, and I love them for it.
Wow, you are sentimental tonight.
Well, I'm a little
oh, my God,
sleepy.
Listen. Listen to her.
I got some sleepy.
Waxing prosaic about the fucking audience.
I went to my Rolfer last week and told him to shh.
And he did, right?
Yeah, I did.
That's great.
I'm going again tomorrow. I wonder if it'll work again. If I just say, I can't talk.
Yeah, I think so. You got the hint. I've attacked audience members because I know they're going to be trouble.
Oh, yeah?
But, of course, what you have to do is let them ruin the show a little bit before you attack them.
Yeah, you do.
You can't say the crowd, list. This is fucking bachelorette party. Believe me. let me kill it now, all right? Let's not let this horse suffer any longer, all right? Let's kill it and get it out of the room.
Let's take old Yeller out of this because we know it has rabies. And because you can recognize a rabid audience member.
Yeah, or somebody
they're frothing at the mouth.
They're
going to be trouble. And so I can't tell you. So I'm looking forward to...
I think we're handling these lulls pretty well. We're avidly searching for something to talk about.
We are at that. We are.
I didn't have many spots last week. I had, because we did Tuesday. Monday I took off.
Mm-hmm.
No, Monday I had something. And then Tuesday we did our photo shoot.
Right.
And then Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday I had something. So, mm-hmm. Okay. So it was Sunday. Nothing. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Four nights
of comedy.
After Rosemont, after Zanies.
Yeah.
And plus I hadn't seen my son a lot. So I was kind of like trying to, you know,
Let's be people.
Yeah. And then, Thursday, I was at Rachel Scanlon's show at the Virgil, and
So
rusty. I'm like, can I fucking take a little time off without feeling rusty?
Yeah.
What an awful pursuit this is. You know, people that paint, they can take a little time off without sucking.
I don't know that. I don't know that. That doesn't sound
that's
right.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Being a non-painter.
Oh man,
this
what is with?
Okay, here.
I'm trying to write some things down.
Jackie makes notes.
It's nice. But I will say that, oh, I was talking to one of the comics, one of the up and comings up in Seattle. And I hadn't talked to him in a while. And I said, so are you're still doing stand up, obviously, because he was telling me he's working on this documentary. And he goes, yeah, I'm not doing it as much, only 4 or 5 times a week. And I was like, oh,
that's good.
Then you're doing just fine, aren't you? And he's like, yeah, I'm trying to get this documentary done. And plus the day job. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're fine.
That's good.
Yeah. You're showing up. You're grinding it out mm-hmm. like you should. And I fell asleep so hard that I did not know that I would make it here. I thought I was not going to make it.
Wait, when did you get back?
I got back this afternoon around 3:30.
Right. What time did you... You had a brunch.
I had a brunch. So it was a pretty easy... Like, it's all West Coast. Yeah. But to get breakfast on a Sunday in Seattle...
Oh.
Right. We had to be awful. At the place at 8:30.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What time was your show? Your second show?
I didn't get to sleep till 1:30, too. So, but, but yesterday in Seattle, I wandered around. I went to a comic book store and I went to a toy store.
Mm.
And it was super fun. I picked up a copy of a trade for Andy Erickson, who featured for me. And
where's Laughs? Is it downtown? Is it near?
It's by the university, I'm told.
Oh,
I kept saying downtown.
Is that Capitol Hill?
Or
is
no, that- no. Queen. They kept saying the university.
University of of Washington.
Sort of by Northgate.
What kind of dogs they are. Bulldogs? Huskies. They're huskies. They're fucking huskies.
Who are?
The university you're near.
Who's on first?
Brad Upton coaches there.
Does he?
Yeah. Brad Upton from Dry Bar.
Yeah.
The comic.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a track coach as well at the University of Washington.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think that's fucking impressive.
Well, it is. Well, it's nice of him to do it. I mean, it's a job, but
yeah.
I mean,
but no, it's not. It's more like a good supplemental second job.
Would
for
you
stand-up.
Ever want to? Would you ever want to coach swimming?
No. No,
but you admire others who are like willing to do it.
I remember when we were working at the Last Laugh and. Phoenix, I think. I've worked with them a couple times at the Last Laugh. Did you ever work that chain?
No, I never did.
You know about that. Christina Torres and her husband Joe Torres was actually jailed for raping a server.
Oh, yeah. I remember the story.
So
I never did.
They owned 4 clubs.
Oh, good Lord.
And so I worked with Brad. He was like the nicest. He was like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like.
Okay.
You feel safe with the person.
Yeah.
And they're happily married and nothing. You know,
yeah.
He was a really great guy. And he had a kid. I think maybe he had 2 kids.
There's hundreds of those comics. It's real nice.
Yes, yes.
It's real nice to work with non-monster male comics. Yeah. Feel free to book them.
Yeah. But he was, even then, he was sort of just, you know, he didn't want to be on the road all the time with kids and stuff. So he's sort of doing coaching, you know.
Oh, he picked up some, yeah.
Like as a side gig to stay home. But it's so cool that I'm just so happy that his Dry Bar did really well. I mean, I hope he's getting a ton of corporates. That's all.
I'm sure he is. It's I know Tommy Ryman was getting some great corporates out of it.
Oh, really?
Because he does this. His new album, I think, is called River Activation.
Yeah.
And he's such – it's all smart, silly stuff. And but his mom is this huge kind of hippie who activates rivers.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, there's a long joke about it. Feel free to look up Tommy Ryman.
Okay.
And but she's also a folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does all this kind of hippy skippy, but it's only a 5 to 7 minute chunk, right?
Yeah.
He told me he was getting good offers from you know, Crystal Clutcher gatherings to come do stand up. And he's like,
Clutcher.
I just have like 7 minutes of he's like, you know, I just
Jackie,
have that one
they're
bit.
Fucking stoned. They don't know that.
They don't know.
5 minutes feels like 50 to those people.
Here's the
news.
I've been seeing a slew of comics doing who, I swear to God, 3 years ago, they were all doing pro-pot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I've seen in the last month and a half comics doing, this might have been a bad idea, legalizing pot.
Why?
Just because of, and then they'll tell an anecdote about some goofus just getting stoned in their car and this also happened.
Hey, I had an edible on the red eye out on Friday night.
Was it nice? Did it work?
Yes. Here's the thing though. This is the second time this happened with an edible, and then we'll go back to your story. I wake up during the flight to the sound of something being dropped, like a bam.
Yeah.
And nothing's happened.
There has been no drop?
No. So it's like a dream. It wakes
me up. It's
almost
like you've done drugs. No? Jesus. there should be no shock that there's a hallucination.
But does that mean something? Twice that's happened?
Let's ask Rontowski. Rontowski will interpret a dream for you. Okay. I don't have it in me. But so the MC, first show Friday night.
Right.
This poor kid, this poor bastard, he goes up. He ends his set on a joke that he realizes after the setup is way too dark to open a show with.
Okay.
So he just gets off. He was like, well, I spent 2 years in jail in Florida. I was looking at my phone and I looked up and I hit a drunk pedestrian and killed him.
Oh, that's
I'm just going to bring your next comic up.
Set. Oh, no.
Yep. And he knew it was, he busted. He was like, I am so, you know how like when you do something and you're like, I think I ruined the show. And I'm like, you did not ruin the show. There was a hard way to end your set. And the only thing to fix it is to go get another set. And he was like, yeah, I got to go get another set. He's a really nice guy. He had other funny, very funny stuff. But he was like, I was trying to be, you know, kind of clean and set up the room and be the good MC. And I was like, yeah, no, of course you were. And,
but is that's true?
Well, we'll never know because I only heard the setup to it. But it was so funny because absolutely every comic who went up after him referenced it.
Oh, my God.
They were like, well, at least I'm not in Florida killing pedestrians.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And I didn't reference it because it had already been referenced by three other people. So I
those greedy bastards. They can't leave you anything. They got to pick every fruit off the fucking tree.
I referenced it second show. How cryptic of me.
Where the audience didn't know what you're talking about.
They didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Got a laugh from the comics in the back, though. I took it.
That's all you want.
That's quite honestly, and that's why I did it.
A couple comics in the back to laugh.
That's totally why I did it. I just needed. I was in a. Everybody said that they loved how the set is shaping up, though.
Cool,
which is kind of amazing because you know how you listen to it and you're like, oh, this has got so much potential. Yeah. Sure, wish it were tighter.
Yeah,
and there were more punchlines and it was a little smarter and everything was. When's your album coming out, Kyle? Is it a great question, Kyle?
First we got to get Solange Castro's album out. But I had a bunch of catastrophic money problems over my hiatus, so everything's pushed back for a second.
All right.
The next couple of weeks.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so just the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you have is but you recorded it. It went well. And Solange.
Top-notch stuff when it comes out. Both me and Solange. Really, top-notch records.
Yay. Excellent. Are you thinking of changing the name of the record label to Top Notch Records?
That has to be taken.
Well, everyone should look for yours and Solange's CDs in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 weeks, it's all going to come together. You're going to win the lottery. It's going to be fine. And
you can't just sit in silence, can you?
Nope. Absolutely not. I don't know if you know, but this program is an audio program. You're familiar with the idea
people
that
people might need a break from us talking.
How much time have we done?
Oh, God. I don't have it.
You don't have it? Well, I wish you did. Because, boy.
This is the kind of quality you're getting from a Max Fun.
Exactly.
It's not
maximum.
Max Fun yet.
Right. This is our last chance.
We'll turn it up a notch next week.
Right,
I promise.
This is our last chance to phone it in, you guys. And what is it? Tomorrow is Monday.
I'm doing a show of Flappers tonight. Tonight, Monday night.
Oh, Monday night. Good.
Yeah, I'm doing.
Is it a Conan one or no?
It's a Conan Ryder show.
Oh,
and
nice.
There's, guess what? There's actual Conan Ryders on this one.
Well, that'll be exciting.
I think I was the only one on the last one.
I did, I opened for Maria at Flappers last Thursday. There were two shows.
Oh, yeah. And she packed it out, right?
Yeah, she packed it out. Maggie May and young Vince Caldera.
Cool.
Yeah, young Vince Caldera emceed, and then Maggie May did a guest set. And then I did a set, and then Marie brought it home, everyone was on board.
Frightens me is I've known Vince since he was 14.
Yeah,
and I feel like I'm going to know him when he's 40.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be
he's 20.
87.
He's 22.
Wow.
He's been doing stand-up since he was 16.
Okay, 16 is when I met him then.
Yeah.
I met him at Cafe Latte. The one
he was running the open mic, right?
Yeah. No. I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, somebody else's?
Yeah, the one, it's in Highland Park. It had the word latte in it.
Latre?
Yes.
Cafe Latre.
Yes.
That open mic was, I didn't mind that.
That was fun. It was kind of there's bicycles hanging from the ceiling.
Right,
that's
it was a long, skinny room, and the bathrooms were right off the stage. Always a terrible idea.
Yes. But you know what? Sometimes it's just, you know, it's the only you're just going to work stuff out.
Yeah.
And he's funny.
He is funny.
He's funny.
He always had good stories to start out with.
Yeah.
But now he's writing.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty great. It's been really good to watch.
His life is interesting.
Maggie May was outstanding as always.
Wow.
And,
cool.
But the thing is it was Maria's LA crowd.
Yeah.
She's been working on these afternoon shows and tightening this, her new
hour. Is it the same people coming to the night shows?
Some of them, but not, for the most part, it's just fans.
Thank God.
And a lot of industry and a lot of just,
right.
But they were all so excited to see her that I could not get a read on my set. I was just like, I could have just went blah, 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 comedy.
Yeah.
And they would have laughed and laughed.
Yeah.
But they were, they were great shows, and Flappers was great.
Flappers is a great room, and when it's full, you're not going to have a better set anyplace else.
No. They do it right. And it's one of the rare places that has pretty good restaurant food for a comedy club.
Yeah.
And somebody posted something on the Ranger page, the Dork Forest page, about Red Delicious Apples. And all I could think was, is that the hill that Lori Kilmartin's going to die on?
Yeah.
The Red Delicious?
I will. I just had another one this morning and marveled at how tasty it was.
And I have to say,
it was so crisp. It popped in my mouth.
Kyle shaking his head correctly. And but it was so funny because I showed it to Andy, and Andy said, I want that to be the hill she dies on comedically. I want her to take that to the stage and talk about how there's so many better things to talk about. And I was like, please don't write material for Lori Kilmartin.
Guys, you seem to want me to die on a hill. That's what I've noticed from this conversation. Why don't you stop thinking about how I die and where I do it?
I don't think I have any sets until Thursday, which is unfortunate.
I have sets every night.
You get every week. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that means I'm going to feel guilty and for being a bad mother every night this week.
Right.
And then I fly to Boston.
Right. I swear to God, I'm getting you a hotel room. It's
I'll figure something out. I just need to.
Within
two clicks, there's $600 gone.
Right, but
two clicks.
Yeah, I know.
Two clicks.
We should standardize this travel because we have New York and San Francisco, and in both those cases, you have a place to stay in both those times.
Yeah.
As do I.
But next time we'll figure it out. Like maybe we'll take it from the Patreon or something.
And do a real, and do it, right.
Yes.
Yes. And treat ourselves like this is a business to some extent. Are you being 1099 for the Patreon money, by the way?
I don't know.
Probably.
I have decision fatigue. Between all this Max Fun stuff and pictures and taxes and all that stuff, it's like I can't make any more decisions. I'm being picked to death.
I'm
sorry. I feel like I'm leaving a lot of these things up to you. I tried to pick up the slack a little bit today.
No. I think we've done a pretty good divisional labor. And know in your heart that if it becomes too much, I will ask for help.
Okay.
Because I don't. I don't get a lot of my self-esteem from this sort of martyrdom. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. And so you've been doing a bunch of stuff. So I think it's fine. And then there's Kyle, who's doing the heavy lifting, huh? Boom.
How much time have we done? I think
we are just about there. We're just about there, you guys. Next time we'll be with Max Fun.
That's right. This is Min Fun.